Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this week's episode, number 329, I'm going to talk about the intersection of interests, how what you want and what your audience needs, where those two things meet. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, please spread the word. Thank you so much for coming back. This is all about helping you to raise your game, to elevate your value by being an elite communicator, by being intentional when you communicate, by managing the noise for yourself and for others. Now, when you look at this topic about interests, what matters to people, it really depends. It's all over the place. And when we communicate, I want you to start to think about in the next few minutes as we spend this time together, how is what you're saying matter to what somebody else is hearing? And for a lot of people, this isn't something that they think enough about. Now, when you communicate in a professional context, there are wants and needs all over the place for people. I want you to organize your desk. I want you to increase sales. I want you to be a better coworker. I want you to be a better leader. I need you to stop wasting time. I need you to exceed the goal. I need you to step up, step into a challenge. And wants and needs are not the same. You know, I want you to think about the risks that you run when you can't connect with what your audience needs to hear. And there's a great risk as a communicator of being tuned out, of a person listening to you and just in their mind thinking, yeah, this really doesn't matter to me. It's not relevant to me. I don't really care. And they stop listening, or they stop listening with any interest, any value. So that's why the topic here, our core focus today, is this intersection of interests. What I want and what you need, and how do those two things intersect with each other? Yes, I got some information I want to share with you, but what do you need? You know, and I, as a marketer, a lot of my professional life has been in brand marketing. He's really spending a lot of time thinking about audiences' needs. And as an owner of a marketing agency early on, when I started the Sheffield company 18 years ago, that evolved from a marketing agency into the Brief Lab and now this new program of Quiet Works. Early on, as an owner of a business, I was shaken by events in 2008 when the economy went through this just tumultuous flip over where we thought the commercial banking industry was going to end. And I've shared this with the podcast. It was a rough go for a lot of people. The whole mortgage business and the whole banking system just went crazy. And there was a moment where a lot of people were really scared. This is 2008. It seems like a long time ago, and it was. But while that was happening, I had this existential crisis as an owner about what I was doing, what I was providing the market. And I really learned this lesson about nice to haves versus need to haves. When you have discretionary spending, when things get tough, things like bread and milk and gas and basic essentials to your life, the nice to haves, things like vacations and flowers and things like that, get pushed to the side, and the need to haves remain and the nice to haves get delayed. And you want to talk about where your value is. Are you a nice to have or are you a need to have? And that's a real tough one. You know, think that way. Talking to a person, do they need to listen to me? What do they need? And how is what I'm saying alerting, linking to, intersecting with what they need to hear and what they need fundamentally? Years ago, and I've shared this before, on this podcast, I believe, I was working with a company called Columbia House. Now, for those of you listening, you may not even know what Columbia House is, and that's okay, because I'm probably older than you are. But back in the day, Columbia House is this place where you would pay a penny and get 13 tapes for a while. I think it's even before that, it was 8 tracks, then it was tapes, then it was records and CDs. So it was this direct mail campaign, went to people's houses, and you just, all you do is mail a penny. Back you would, 2 weeks later, you'd pick the 13 albums or CDs or tapes that you wanted to, and you would just presto change you, and 2 weeks later, you'd get in the mail. I remember my brother doing this. What we didn't realize is that you were signing a subscription. And those 13 albums only cost a penny, but you were making a commitment to get one a month for the next year in full retail, which he found out very painfully when my dad told him how much he owed. It was kind of funny. But so for a while, Columbia House was kind of all the rage in terms of music subscription. So I had to do a training program with Columbia House in their location in Terre Haute, Indiana. Which, have you ever been to Terre Haute, Indiana? It's not a destination hotspot, I'll just put it that way. It's the only thing it's got really going on. It's Indiana State University, which is not much. And it's surrounded by a lot of farmland, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. Sort of close to the Illinois border, sort of north of Indianapolis, and it's sort of stuck in this no man's land. So I went down to Terre Haute, Indiana, and I did a training session with the supervisors, kind of frontline managers of this company. And it was a change management program where we were teaching their leaders how to communicate with subordinates around changes that were coming from New York, which was our headquarters at the time. And I was part of a training crew teaching how to teach the leaders how to communicate to your employees and the supervisors to the subordinates. And it was going fine, and then we're talking about, for example, like supervisors calling a meeting of their team, and you're going to tell people to fill in their TPS reports. That's what you want. You want them to know that, hey, you got to fill these TPS reports every day. And I was talking to the supervisor, and I'll never forget, she turns to me and she says, you know, when my people come together for a staff meeting and we kind of go to the conference room, or I call them into the cafeteria, wherever it is, and I'm sharing what I'm sharing, she says, the only thing they're thinking right now is, does this mean I'm going to lose my job? Because when you call a meeting, they're afraid they're going to lose my job. Because, she said, if they don't have this job, which was at the time the best paying job in Terre Haute, Indiana, if you didn't work at the university, they're... the second best option is to work at Square Donuts. That's what she told me. True story. They're listening to, like, do I need to listen to this? Because if I don't listen to this, are you going to fire me? Well, I can want to tell you whatever, but I'm listening in the, okay, what I need to know is, if I don't do this, do I lose my job? That's a want versus a need. I want you to do this report, and you need to know that if you don't do it, you're going to lose your job. Now, in this particular case, I don't know if that was the case, but that's an example of intersecting interests. I'm going to share another one, which is kind of funny. It's fun to listen to, but this was an Instagram reel video. So it's an audio clip, but it's a scene of a young boy coming to his dad and then his mom, sharing with us a lesson about this intersection of interests. Take a listen.
Dad, can I have some ice cream?
No, buddy. It's almost time for bed.
Don't let this happen to you. I'm gonna teach you how to get what you want from your parents. Let's do that again.
Dad, I really missed you today. Can we share a bowl of ice cream and talk about our day?
Sure, buddy.
Yes!
You gotta figure out what's important to your parents.
For Dad, it's quality time. And for Mom, it's something else.
Mom, can I play my video game?
Have you already played your video game today?
Let's do that again.
Mama, can I do that for you so you can take a nap?
That is so sweet of you. Yes, thank you, honey.
Thank you, I love you.
And when I'm done, I'll gladly play my video game. Just because it worked for me doesn't mean it's gonna work for you. You gotta figure it out yourself.
I just love that. I love the last line, you gotta figure it out yourself. And that's really what this is about, is the intersection of interests. And that clip just perfectly, hey, I'm gonna help you get what you want, knowing what's important to them. And you break that down. I mean, you looking at wants and needs. I mean, this kid just wants, does he need ice cream? No, he doesn't need ice cream, but he wants ice cream. What do they need? He intersected with their need. He needs to spend quality time. That's his love language. If you're not familiar with the term love language, look it up. I think there's 5 of them. It's this famous book about love languages. Think of like a person's need like their love language. In the love languages, I'm just doing this from memory. I may forget them. Yeah, I remember them now. There are 5 of them, and it's based on a book by a guy named Dr. Gary Chapman. And the first one is love languages, words of affirmation. The second is quality time. 3 is receiving gifts. 4 is acts of service. And 5 is physical touch. So if you think about needs, what your audience needs, think of like speaking to their love language. So in this case, the mom's love language, because you don't see it because it's an audio clip, but you see in the video, she's folding laundry. Her need is she just needs a nap. The dad needs time with the son to talk about his day. Well, that funny, silly little clip just kind of got at the whole point, which was know what their needs are. Don't guess. No. If you can get confirmation of what a person needs, speak to their need. In this particular case, he did, and he got what he wants. Now, it may seem that simple or oversimplifying it, maybe. I don't know. But it does really intersect wants and needs. That intersection is powerful when you communicate. For example, if you want a raise, yeah, I want a raise. Do you need a raise? Maybe. But let's say you'd like a raise. Find out what your audience needs. Maybe your boss, that your boss's need is that you're a reliable, strong leader who can handle more. Well, if that's the need and you want a raise, that's the intersection. I would love a raise because I know that the organization needs me to be, it needs more of us to be reliable, strong leaders that can handle more. What that person wants is reliability, that you can handle more. You're willing to take it on. Let's say you want to purchase a car and you're talking to your spouse and, you know, I want a fancy car. But maybe the thing is, the need is a dependable way to get around without the fear of breaking down. Maybe you're obviously you wanted a cool car, but the issue, the need is tired of getting in this car, driving it and have it break it down the side of the road. Speak to that need. Maybe it's in this podcast, nice to have, need to have. Yes, I would let many of our clients like taking courses from us. Quiet Works program, you need time alone to think and process. Yeah, I get it. Or you need to be better communicators. We all need to be better communicators. Can sound often like, yeah, we all need to hold hands and be better people, for sure. But let's amp that up a little bit and speak to need here for a second. Yeah, I want to develop you professionally as a communicator. It sounds like a nice to have, and it may actually be a nice to have. Let's intersect with a need here. We need to stop wasting each other's time and doing rework because we're all confused. Okay, so learning brief can be a nice to have. I want to do a brief course. You're talking to your boss, maybe, from the brief lab. But the need is, what's the need? What does your boss need? I need you to sell more. I need you to increase market share. I need you to be more efficient and effective. I need to increase productivity. And some of our military clients recently is, I need to do a lot more with fewer people. Communication can be a time suck, like we talked in the last podcast. Speak to a person's need, like that little kid did. And you get what you want. So I think one of us know what their needs are, don't guess. The second was really just speak to how you're, what's in it for me. What your want is meets their need. Explicitly. And then finally, it's a cautionary note that we always share in our programs, which is tell me, don't sell me. Tell me what you want and tell me how it's going to affect what I need. Don't try to convince me. once you know what a person's need is, you've got a lot of leverage. You've got a lot of power in that. Now, I don't want you to abuse it by selling them or trying to convince them of something, because that's going to affect their listening. If you, what you want and what they need intersect at that point of intersection, speak to it. It's that simple, actually. To recap what we talked about today, as a communicator, as an elite communicator, someone who is very intentional, you need to know what matters to people. Yes, you have a lot of things that you want. Maybe there's things that you actually need, but so do they. And whatever you're saying needs to intersect with what they need as an audience. So go back and use the tools that you learned here. Yes, I want you to be an elite communicator. You need to stand out as a leader, as a professional, who, when you communicate, you're always worth a person's time and attention. Just saying.